already.
It's rocking, I know.
When you're out late at night and in need of some food, I have just a place to get you in the mood. They've got appetizers to make sure you linger. Whiskey Dicks has chicken toes, cause birds don't have no fingers.
That's awesome. See? People will be singing that tomorrow. So come on in to Whiskey Dicks. Where's it located?
2750 East Craig Road.
Hey, this is Rogan & Company. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about.
If I had a radio, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd tune in Crazy J and play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number three. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three. Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three.
I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead and wet my bed. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I said dead and wet my bed.
Number two, and it's one, two, three. What do we-
just can't say we're listening to Crazy J. So bid your sanity adieu. Now who's number two?
Thank you. Well, I was flipping through the channels on my TV set last night, and then I came across this TV preacher guy, and he was talking about some prophecies, and I think I heard him say that tomorrow was the end of the world. So then I went into my kitchen and I reached for that top shelf, and I grabbed the finest whiskey I could find, 'cause there's no need to save the finer things for later anymore, since tomorrow is the end of the world. And then I got into my car and I drove down to a street corner, and I asked some dude where I could score some blow. And then I went up to the prettiest hooker I could find and asked if I could do a line of coke off her vagina. Well, much to my surprise, she said she didn't have a vagina. And much to my surprise, I didn't care. 'Cause there's no need for you to not be getting transsexual hookers anymore, since tomorrow is the end of the world. So have a smoke, shoot some smack, kick a little kid in the face, steal somebody's groceries, 'cause there's no need to not be a grocery stealing little kid in the face, kicking, smack, shooting, smoking, tranny, hooker, getting whatever the fuck else I said got anymore, since tomorrow is the end of the world. When I woke up this morning, I took a look around, and of course I saw that everything was fine. But I'm still gonna call and thank that televangelist preacher dude, because I had myself a fucking good time. Thanks. That's a true story.
All right, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back here on the 44th floor with Mark Zavard. We're playing round two of We Dropped Your Wife on You, and you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Your answers are pretty close. And let's continue. We asked Joanne.
Joanna,
sorry.
And I'm adamant about it because my little sister's name is Joanne, so it's very weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Does Mark have a tendency of laying in a fetal position or throw a temper tantrum if he does not get his way?
Oh, definitely a temper tantrum. Yeah, yeah. I don't bet.
Oh, you know, no, I haven't. He doesn't watch a lot of TV.
Oh, that's that one.
Well, sure, my daughter did that this morning, but... I'll blame her getting that from him. I haven't really seen that. I mean, he does definitely like to get his way, and he does like to
be
right about
it. Well, he is a man.
He is a man. That's true. That's true. So, he's pretty good. Like, he can man up pretty good to things, and often he'll just sort of, you know, he doesn't like to have controversy or fight, so he'll often just kind of walk away or, you know, before it has to get to the fetal position.
That's pretty funny. We asked her, what is your idea of being romantic?
Ooh, what my idea of being romantic is. I think she's going to say, I like to surprise and plan. I like to surprise, and I like to, I'm not a jewelry buyer. I never have been. The only thing I've ever bought her was a ring.
Bought her? You bought her something?
And that's
Botner.
The Canadian coming out.
Canadian in
him. And the only thing I ever got her was a ring and a watch for a wedding gift, and I've not bought her jewelry since, so I'm not a jewelry buyer. Yeah. But I buy different things, you know. I mean, I'm a clothes shopper for her. That's I pick better clothes for her than she does. That's kind of the gay side of me.
Romantic. You know, he loves the element of surprise. He loves to plan big events and just him and I, romantic, whether it be a getaway or just something local, because he doesn't have a lot of time away. So he'll line up a sitter for the night and then get a hotel in town and plan like a dinner and an overnight and then possibly a spa and a show or something like that. So because we honeymooned in Las Vegas. So this is, you know, now living here, it's still there. You know, there's something about this city that excites both of us. And I think that for him to just plan a surprise, you know, little staycation for me and have a few little elements of surprise in there, it's pretty romantic.
Not bad. We asked her, what was the craziest thing you did while you guys were dating?
Ooh.
What, the craziest thing you did while you guys were dating?
What do you mean? Like, did for her? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
While we were dating.
Yeah.
A Valentine's Day dinner.
Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah, I made her a Valentine's Day dinner. We had only been dating a little while. And I got a cheesy dove pan, you know, little dove pan things.
Right.
And I put some stuff in there, and I had written on a bunch of playing cards all these things that I would do for her. And she could cash them in like coupons.
Oh.
You know, yeah, I was real geeky but she fell for it. So I'd say probably that.
And what did she say?
Romantic. You know, he loves the elephant. Oh. I think, like, our proposal, his proposal to me was quite it wasn't crazy, like, off the wall, you know, jumping off of a building kind of thing. But it was like, you know, there was an element of surprise, and he was able to catch me on that and, you know, just totally surprised. We were just going out for dinner, and he had this reservation at the top of a restaurant that rotated, Laurent, and I thought we were just going for dinner, and he had this little surprise getaway. He had to go to the restroom because his stomach was upset, and the waiter brought over a little note saying, you know, go to this particular room. And so I, you know, by the time I went up to the room, he was there, and he had candles all over the room that spelled I love you, and he was just sitting there waiting for me and proposed to me. So I think just that it was crazy because it wasn't expected, I guess, and it was such a surprise element, and then obviously the romance in that too. So
there you go.
Well, that made me sound good, but I was wrong.
And Rebecca likes to know if you prefer long showers or baths.
Definitely long showers.
Oh, definitely long showers. Ah, that is his escape, his place of thought. So he usually stays in there until his skin turns red. So he's got the whole double shower head thing, and he's a shower guy.
Nice. If you could change one thing about Mark, what would it be?
Probably make my penis shorter so it was more comfortable.
That's exactly what she didn't say.
Wrong. What would she change?
In fact,
about
she said
me?
Quite the opposite.
I think that probably she probably wouldn't want me to work so much.
And she said,
one thing. I would say to have him think more like a woman.
What does that mean?
Does she have a secret celebrity crush, and do you know who it is?
I think that the last time I really remember her celebrity crush was Vin Diesel, but he's so yesterday. And I don't know who she's replaced him with, but I'm sure it's with somebody.
Let's find out.
I'm not so good with celebrity names. So the guy from Hangover.
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
I'd say him. I'm not too terribly big into celebrities because I don't
celebrity.
Ooh and all, like kind of oogle over them. But I would probably say him.
And the worst gift you ever gave her?
The worst gift I ever gave her. I think maybe.
When I cut it down,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say him. I'm not too. No gift is the worst gift.
No gift is the worst gift.
Oh, all right.
All right. And the final question was the best gift that you ever gave her.
I surprised her with a new car one time. But that's not what she's going to say. She's going to say children is the best gift. That's what she's going to say.
I'm going to say last year for Christmas, he went on this crazy shopping spree for me. And he bought me like a ton of outfits, and it wasn't just a shirt or a pair of pants. It was like an entire ensemble. Like it was shirt, belt, pants, jewelry, and there was like probably 10 different outfits that were all just perfect for me. So the reason it was the best was because I know that there was a lot of thought that went into it. So that was, that was really. Really sweet.
Yay! And that's our game.
We dropped the wipe on you.
Wow. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming by today.
My pleasure.
And your show is 6 nights a week except for Friday.
Yes.
10 o'clock.
And isn't it amazing how good of a hypnotist I am? I turn someone into a dog.
Oh, sorry.
And we just want to
thank making him to hot wings after you leave.
And again, we want to thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure. It's always fun. Appreciate it.
So I see you declined my Facebook friend request, and it seems I'm the only person you detest. Mystery, how could you still hate me? It's been weeks. You should know that old saying, it's your pose before hoes. I'm just trying to make this thing right, but you just wanna fight. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Too immature to forgive. You should thank me for teaching her that thing you did. Again, I'm sorry for uploading the videos on you porn. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Your attitude is just so typical. I think you're being a bit hypocritical. Remember when you stole that stripper from me?
That was my bachelor party.
Whoa. And I know Mr. Period, we can tag team dad if you're keeping it. We can be one big happy family. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight. Was only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge.
Street Fighter.
From the CD Chimericana, that's Dynamike with 99 Times. That album is available on his website, dynamike.com. That's dynamike.com. You can also find it on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, your local car wash. It is Dynamike right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We've got some time, so I thought I'd play a celebrity prank call, and this time Alec Baldwin strikes again. Here it is.
Calling. May I help
you?
Hey,
I want to tell you something, okay?
Go ahead.
You've made me feel like shit. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. Okay?
Sir, I'm sorry if you're upset, but by yelling at me doesn't fix it. I'll be more than happy to assist you.
You made me feel like shit.
Okay. Sir, if you continue to use that language, I will have to transfer you to a higher person.
Okay.
If you'd like to... Okay. I apologize about any inconvenience the automated or service has provided, but I'll be more than happy to assist you, but I would appreciate using proper language with me.
I'm going to really make sure you get it.
If you continue to yell, sir, I'm just going to transfer you to another department because I don't want you yelling at me. I haven't done anything.
I don't give a damn.
I'm here to help you.
I'm tired of playing this game with you.
Okay, I'm sorry you feel that way, sir. It's not me in general. I'm customer service representative who answered the line
when
the automated system dropped it off.
And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation, I'm going to really make sure you get it. Okay.
I'm sorry that you're having trouble with the automated, but by yelling at me and getting frustrated isn't going to fix your problem.
You understand me?
Yeah, I understand you're upset, sir, and I understand you're not happy with the service that's been provided prior to reaching me today. But by continuing to yell and scream, all it's going to do is upset you more. It's not going to help the situation. If you take some time to let me help you, I'll be more than happy to fix your concern.
You've made me feel like a fool, and you do it to me constantly.
Okay, I'm sorry if you felt that way again, sir. Did you want me to help you, or did you want me to transfer you?
So you better be ready Friday to meet with me, so I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. Do you understand me?
Okay. Sir, do you want to continue to use that, or do you want me to transfer you?
I'm going to straighten your ass out.
Okay, so I'm transferring you at this point because you're not helping me get your account up.
Okay.
Sir, thank you for holding. I do have who's going to further assist you tonight.
I apologize. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Do you
I don't give a damn.
Are available? Hello?
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig. You've made me feel like shit. Do you understand me?
Excuse me, I just actually got on the line.
Okay.
If you, let's start from the beginning before you go to name calling. Do you have an ID number so I can help you out?
I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand me?
Okay, well, I will be waiting for you.
So you better be ready. I'm going to straighten your ass out.
Okay, are you needing help or are you just calling to complain?
I don't give a damn.
I can't help you if you're just threatening.
I'm going to really make sure you get it. Okay?
Again, are you needing help or are you just calling people here?
You have insulted me for the last time. And the crap you put on me, you've made me feel like a fool. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. Okay? Do you understand me?
I don't even know what has happened because you're not even telling me. You're just threatening me. That
I don't give
really
a damn.
Isn't helping anyone.
You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. And you do it to me.
All
constantly.
Right. Well, you have a good night, sir.
You are a rude...
Little pig. To this day, I don't know why they just don't hang up. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. And let's do one more. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger calling a mob guy who gets really upset.
Hello?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
What's that?
You want to fuck me?
Listen, you fucking jerk off. You fucking scumbag, low-life pedophile. Don't call me again, you fucking scumbag.
Fuck you.
You got no fucking balls. Your number don't even show, you fucking
fuck
scumbag.
Fuck you, asshole.
You fucking jerk off, scumbag. Go whack off or go suck
women.
Your own dick.
Stop it.
Yeah, you fucking scumbag. What do you want, you fucking scumbag? You're not going to talk, you fucking piece of shit, jerk off scumbag.
Come on, baby. You know you're the girl.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm a man. Go suck your own dick, you fucking scumbag. You got anything better to do? You're jerking off right now, you fucking piece of shit. You fucking hot-on motherfucker. You're not even showing a number. You must be a fucking pedophile, you fucking scumbag.
No.
Hello?
Go and kiss your mother's behind.
Listen, you fucking scumbag. Why don't you go fuck yourself or go suck your mother's pussy, you fucking piece of shit, and
no.
Stop calling here because you're a fucking jerk-off who's a pedophile who's a fucking scumbag motherfucker. Don't call here, you fucking jerk-off.
Stop being such a pussy.
A pedophile. Anyway, you can tell that guy's definitely from New York. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's Crazy Jay letting you know if you... Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Comedy or my personal Twitter page, CrazyJ27. You can even follow Scrubbecca. You'll get updates about what's going on with the show, and you might even get tickets to go to a show absolutely free. So follow us on Twitter. Our fan page on Facebook is Rockin' Comedy Show, and you can always visit the website for comments and much, much more, www.therockincomedyshow.com. That's www.rockincomedyshow.com, R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. If you head over there now on the main page, you can see the Skype interview that I did with Carla Ulbrich earlier on this show. Plus, you'll see the television, the web show that Rebecca and I did on The Orgy, starring Sunset Thomas and Rebecca Love. It was a lot of fun, and Rebecca was proud of it. She said it was very educational. We're going to take a break. We've got more of the show coming up next.
Only kidding. I was never good enough for you. Except for all those sleepless nights when you loved me black and blue. You said I was good for nothing, but there's one thing I could do. Now your memory's trying to tell you. If you think about me long and hard, you remember why you love me. Spent above me,
just above
me, in the bedroom, in the car, in the neighbor's yard. You remember why you love me. If you think about me long and hard. The way you look is practically a crime. A man would have to be insane. That behind, you'll never find a smiling fool with one as big as mine.
I wonder,
I wonder now, how do you feel your time? If you think about me long and hard, you remember why you love me.
Why you love me?
Think about the length of time. Just above me, in the kitchen, in the truck. I know I measured up. You remember why you love me.
Why
you think about me long and hard. Hit it, Ducky.
Hey, this is Spaz from the Rockin' Comedy Show. If you have dreams of becoming a model or an actress, or you have a band or act that needs representation, you need to check out VegasTalents.com. Their staff of trained professionals will help steer your career in entertainment in the right direction. Being an entertainer myself, I understand how hard it is to make it on your own. Do yourself a favor and listen to your buddy Spaz. Don't do it by yourself. Have the right people talking for you, and they are at VegasTalents.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon, from their powdered formula to the instant shot. It really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
Mr. Crazy J.
You're crazy. Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
They're a crazy religious cult.
It's definitely some sort of cult. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J with ya. It's that time of the show where we crown the number one song. But first, let's recap the Crazy 8 countdown. Number 2 was End of the World by Henry Phillips. Number 3 on our countdown, I'd Rather Be Dead by Harry Nilsson. Number 4 on the Crazy 8 countdown was Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor? On the Bedpost Overnight by Lonnie Donegan. Number 5 was DMZ by Weird Al. Number 6, 7 Old Ladies Locked in a Lavatory was by Oscar Brand. Number 7 was The Babysitting Boogie by Buzz Clifford. And number 8 on our countdown, Pineapple Princess by Barnes & Barnes. But now, it's time for number 1.
Jay, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Number
3 margaritas and a couple of beers. We're laughing and flirting, toasting our cheers. I've been waiting for this night since I met you 2 weeks ago. Now you're finally here, let's let the fun flow. We'll hit a happy hour and a couple of parties. We're hanging on each other after a couple more Bacardis. Sure, I'll sing karaoke if it'll make you want me more. The magic starts when you pull me through that door. Hey, little girl, cuddle up tight. Kiss me once, kiss me twice. Whisper something in my ear, but how it's comfortable right here. All the visions in my head, you wish we were in your bed. But we're on some stranger's couch. Open your eyes, baby. Baby, don't pass out, we was just getting started. Don't pass out, we were having fun. Don't pass out, it was looking so promising. Don't pass out, I wasn't done. color. Your eyes lost in a glaze. I love when you try to smile at me as if you recognize my face. Chances of nights like this come once and then they're gone. So wake up, baby, stop drooling on my arm. Don't pass out, baby, don't let me hanging. Don't pass out, you got me all worked up. Don't pass out, this was not in the planning. Don't pass out, this really sucks. Wake up, little Susie. Please don't fall asleep. That was so, I was hoping you would do it with me. Tonight we might share a beautiful experience. But I think your quesadilla wants to make an appearance. Got a devil on one shoulder saying, hey man, this is great. Angel on the other saying, don't date such lightweights. But I won't do you wrong, baby. You're a girl I really like. I just won't feed your punch that's so spiked. Don't pass out, oh, it could have been magic. Don't pass out, we were all so close. Don't pass out, now it's nothing but tragic. Don't pass out, we may never know. Don't pass out, this is so frustrating. Don't pass out, I'm all alone. Don't pass out, I guess I'm masturbating. Don't pass out, can I borrow your phone?
You are listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor. Let's give it up for Mark Savard.
Yay!
That was fun. You know what?
So good.
You know, Brian, you know, Brian, we mentioned earlier Arian Black. She's a treat.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Are we still talking about that girl?
Yeah, because everybody has stories about Arian Black.
Oh, Brian, you have a good one?
I would have to decline on a good story. I just know that she came and saw us when we were together. Not that Larry and I were together.
Yeah.
Don't take that the wrong way.
I take it the right way.
She was actually one of the reasons why Larry didn't perform at the Fitzgerald's anymore. She complained.
She got him fired.
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Yeah.
But another one of your friends has also been on the show, and he, you know, Spaz loves him. I'm of course talking about Disco Santa.
Jesus. Is he the one that broke the door on 43rd floor?
Yeah.
Now of course his name is Moondog, and he did used to be a professional wrestler.
Yes.
And he got in some sort of an accident. And was a he was a musician, and he could, you know, and he loves to be in bands, and he learned how
bands don't love to be in with him.
The one main problem that Spaz had with him is he is the ultimate name dropper. You know, his business card was a picture of him and Paris Hilton that he actually printed out on regular computer paper and handwritten information on the back.
No.
Here's how you can get a hold of me.
No.
Yeah. That interview was cut very short by Spaz. He was like, I'm out. And he sends me a text message and he's like, never book this guy again.
Disco Santa.
Somebody
came to your house with his scooter was dressed up as a sleigh.
It is. It's because he doesn't want to get hit by cars anymore.
I do think that happened to him.
Well, that's what he said, and that's why he's got all these Christmas lights on a big Christmas tree in the back, and he looks like Santa Claus. Yeah. If you go to our website, rockandcomedyshow.com, and go into the video vault, you will see Disco Santa, and when he laughs, he really does have a belly full of jelly. It just jiggles like he couldn't believe.
You just couldn't believe
and,
it.
You know, if you get Spaz going, Spaz got his laugh, Spaz got his... it's just like, it is amazing. But how long have you been performing as Red Skelton?
Red Skelton, a little over 3 years now. I did the add up, and I'm not like the guest we have coming up. I've only done 300 shows in Vegas, so I'm working on the next milestone. that is the toughest thing to do in this town is to promote and get the word out because Greenspun owns all the media, and they they like to charge for that. There's no more free listings in Vegas. God bless them.
So I hear.
Yeah. You can get a free listing if you put an ad in the paper. Yeah. So we'll make sure to get that free listing as long as you get this ad over here. In this
you can't even post
corner.
That you're giving away free tickets on Craigslist because they'll take it down as spam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Within 10 minutes.
Larry G. Jones used to do that all the time. Yeah. I'm giving away 10 tickets to my show tonight and then it would be taken down as spam.
Why?
Neither one of us could figure out why.
Yeah.
Should charge a dollar.
Well, we even tried that site, too, to $1 thing for the price of the ticket. And they would get the same type of thing, be flagged. Unreal.
Now, you were telling us, about Red Skelton earlier that you have a very special guest coming to your show.
Yeah, I do. It's a senior citizen that...
well, that's a surprise.
I think she's a college senior citizen. She's been around a while. She's coming in. They're bringing her in from a nursing home in town, and she's been an ultimate fan of Red Skelton's. And I'm not quite sure how old she is, but I think she's almost 90. And wants to come in and see the show. I could be wrong on the day how old she is.
So her family won't bring her? She's 90?
Yeah. Her special, she has like an assistant that helps her with her needs. And he's bringing her.
Make a wish.
Yeah, he's bringing her. And I do get a lot of guests like that at the show. That because, again, the only people that remember him are over 50. So it's the 50 to 100-year-old people. I had a 94-year-old in the show one day who sported his Purple Heart and his World War II hat, and we sat him right up front in his chair so that he could see the show and hear it.
Did he remember when it was done?
Did he piss the chair?
I met him after the show. He's like, "When's it gonna start?"
I've been sitting here all day.
Nah, he was a very nice gentleman, and he pretty much had his wits about him. So I do hope, because I know we all get older. I mean, just day by day, and I hope that I have my wits about me and can comprehend rather than laying.
I hope I never have to see any day after 70.
Well, I would like to, as long as so I'm coherent and understand. You know, if I can still get around.
I think how ugly you will be at that age.
I'm ugly now.
I mean, exactly. It's going to be 10 times worse.
That's why I don't look in mirrors. I got myself specifically, strategically placed here, so I don't have to look at the mirror across the room from me. So
I stay far away from that.
Yeah. So, you know, as long as I can get around. I've seen people in their 90s get around better than I do, and it's like...
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're in a scooter.
I'm a little rascal. I'm a little rascal. Where are you going to go next? The Empire State Building. I'm going there. So, no, I think it's kind of sweet. And truthfully, they are the best audience to perform for, just because they're not rowdy. I've yet to have to tell anybody to be quiet. You know, it's not like doing
because they're all asleep.
oh, that did remind. One of the best things I had happen to me was a parent brought their 5-year-old child to the show.
What?
Yeah, which for Red Skelton, you can bring a 5-year-old. They get the jokes. Problem was, about halfway through it, all of a sudden, she gets really loud and goes, "Could you please not clap so loud?" I was like, "What?" So I'm thinking that it was like your girl's nap time, and she was trying to take a nap during the show. So we joked about that, and I made people applaud like they were at a golf game. Yeah, it's just nice and quiet, just barely tap. Don't laugh so loud either, just laugh in mine. So,
I like when they dictate you their show.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do you have a website where people can find out where you're performing? I know it's 2 days a week, but yeah, your audience is old and they need to be reminded.
They got to put it down on their pad.
Yeah. I'll say it really slow, too, so they can get it. RedSkeletonComedyShow.com.
What's a .com?
Yeah. Well, if that confuses them, just type in Red Skeleton Las Vegas in their search engine.
How about we not have old people on the goddamn internet? Okay? I don't want them catching out our freaking orgy show or me on Anthony Cools. Let's just keep them off the internet.
Well, it's not like they're driving down the internet with the left blinker on holding up traffic.
Just tell them to call the Westin Goss Arena, okay?
Pick up your phone. Yeah.
They can do it. Just dial 411 and ask for the Westin in Las Vegas.
Yeah, ironically, they might not know. Sad part. No, the Westin's been very good to me, and
there's
very
only one
cordial.
In town.
Yeah, and for the most part, they know. I've been there almost 6 months now, so now they're all kind of catching on. Up until then, I had some people show up at the first couple of shows going, "I asked somebody where the show was. They didn't know."
Yeah, you got to make sure that you go by the front desk and the concierge.
Yeah.
I'm Red Skeleton, bitches.
Yeah. The one person complained because they said the concierge person couldn't tell them where the showroom was. It's like, what? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, because they probably say, "Go west," and then "Go north." And they probably were like, "What?"
Or it was Mad Mike.
Well, have you ever played the Big Bad Bam Beavers game? Go to left of that.
How often do you get to play cowboy out at Bonnie Springs?
I get to play cowboy way too much. I do that 5 days a week. But it is a lot of fun. And we get shot at and hung and blown up. So, and you need to come back again because they reopened the wax museum.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've ever been through there.
A long time ago.
Is it Madame Tussauds wax or is it like House of Wax?
No.
It's more like House of Wax. It is creepy in there. Some of them, and they're like 40-year-old wax figures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Enough said, nightmares.
Yeah. And when I got to go in there and shut the lights off and then walk through to get out the front
door. Oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no.
And a little bit of the shadows and the lights are hitting these people in the eyes, and it's like, holy shit.
And you know they're made out of real hair and shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Some little kid goes, "Are those real people dipped in wax?" I'm like, no.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, we got a Kit Carson in there. It looks pretty, really, like, spazzed out.
I can imagine how fucked up they look.
Yeah, well, you know, if you hit it down on downtown Fremont back in the 1870s.
Well, even that mechanical singing cowboy thing when you first walk in there. He's creepy itself.
He has been moved. They moved him to a different location.
Do you guys remember? Well, it's like going to like B Concourse at the airport. They had that bar that was like Cheers, and you could sit by those two animatronic guys at the bar, and they would move.
I didn't know they had it in Vegas, but I've been to other bars where they had
them. It's like sitting next to Norm, but he's got like gray curly hair.
Yeah,
it's like sitting next to two hobos from the 40s. But it was the creep. I think there's a Starbucks there now, but it was the creepiest goddamn thing ever. Because you'd sit beside him, and then all of a sudden, it was like, they start freaking talking and shit, and nobody believes me. I'm like, it's sometimes things in Vegas, like after 5 years, people just think it just poof went away, like it never existed.
Some things are better if they just poof and go away.
I know, but that's damn creepy. It's like Chuck E. Cheese, but at the airport for like drunk people.
Rebecca's in there drunk, and Wob's in the head pops off.
Well, I was trying to get a date off one of these dudes, seeing if he'd pay, but...
We were on Pirates of the Caribbean one time at Disneyland, and the last pirate at the end, as you're going up the ramp to get to the exit, his head did actually come off, and it was hanging there, and everybody in the boats were laughing, and the employees were like, "What's so funny?" And we're like, "The pirate at the end there, he yo-ho-ho'd too many times." So then the ride shut down for like 20 minutes, and they could put new screws in it.
You know what? My favorite part of that was like the pirates chasing the women like in a circle. Like it was on a, it was like on a rotation, but they apparently took that out because it's just rape.
Well, I think one of the funniest videos they have on YouTube is somebody shot a video inside the Incredible Moments with Mr. Lincoln. And he dies out, like there's like in a wiring problem. So he's like slowly bending over, and he like falls in his chair, and he like folds up in front of everybody, like during the show. It's all over YouTube. That's pretty funny.
Blood comes out the back of his head.
Yeah.
We even have a Lincoln in the little wax museum. You put a dollar in, and you can hear him do the Gettysburg Address.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah.
Are you doing the voice of that?
No, but I don't know who did, but it's like, how do they know that's what Lincoln sounded like? How did they know?
Four score.
She was bragging to me about her new love. I thought that was a rotten little stunt. She told me his first name was Michael. She told me his last name was Hunt. Mike Hunt. She said, "You really ought to see Mike Hunt." She said, "Mike Hunt smells so sweet, although he is a furry little runt. Nothing like rotten eggs or dirty feet. You really ought to smell Mike Hunt. Mike Hunt." She said, "You really ought to smell Mike Hunt." Well, it seems at some point the thrill wore off and her love was no longer new. It seems like something went terribly wrong, as things are known to do. Next time I saw her, she said, "My cunt is sloppy. I hate to have to be so blunt. Mike Hunt has terrible hygiene. I really, really hate Mike Hunt. Mike Hunt." She said, "I really, really hate Mike Hunt. Mike Hunt." She said, "I really, really hate Mike Hunt. 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 Mike Hunt."
Show. It has been fun today. Let's give it up for Mark Savard.
Hey! Yay! Woohoo!
Fun stuff. Go check out his show over there at the Planet Hollywood V Theater. It's called Mesmerized. Every night, 10 o'clock except for Friday. Very
That's
funny.
Date night.
We'll have to go, actually.
No, I'd love to go.
As a group. That'd be fun.
That'd be so much fun.
Get Seth Turner to get up there.
Would he do it?
He might. We'll get Don to put the pressure on him.
Of course,
the naughty nerd.
You're part of the gang.
Just not when we go.
Just not.
No, of course.
You have to put a plastic bag over the seat.
Of course, and let's give it up for Brian Hoffman.
Yay, thank you, Brian.
And Carla Albrecht, who called in earlier to help us test out our Skype line for interviews.
All right,
we've
Carla.
We've shut down the Skype line.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be entertaining. I want to, hopefully Maggie will hear how she sounds tomorrow morning.
Yeah, Maggie was great.
And, I think it's going to be fun. Remember, you can actually call us when we're doing the show now. The number is 702-866-9135. We do want to hear from you. It could be interesting. These are the same people that, leave these comments. We can't shut the Skype line down. We want to hear from them.
No, I definitely want to hear them.
We've had people come up with drinking games, and we haven't heard from them in a while. I hope they check in soon, because We had one group that every time we said lower tab, Jägermeister, or Zipfizz.
We forgot to mention some of our favorite people. We love Zipfizz here at the Rock and Comedy Show. We love Nikki Steven from Method Motivation. She gave me these arms. We love Amy Hart. AmyHartLive.com. She's another amazing radio DJ, awesome girl.
And, of course, a shout-out to all of our other sponsors, Whiskey Dicks.
Yay!
All right.
Fast Lap.
Yay! Fast Lap. Insert Coins.
Insert Coins. And our new one, the Swingers Club.
Yay! Swingers Club!
And, of course, you know...
Naughty Pie Magazine.
We're gonna get to hang out with Ashley Shroop. And her friends from Zipfizz.
She's coming in town for Sheenism.
And we're also going to be taking her to the Anthony Cool Show.
We're all going lesbian that weekend for Sheenism.
Oh, I'm already lesbian.
I know, you're going extra super lesbian for Sheenism that weekend.
Nice. the naughty nerd will be my date.
You big lesbian bulldog. You're a bulldog.
Bitch. Give me the list of things you are.
You should probably do the list. Why don't you do the short list? Things I'm not. Classy.
Yeah. One, classy. Two, sober.
Clean.
No, we know you're clean. You talked about that last week.
Oh, yeah, I'm clean. Oh, yeah, I got a paper.
She's like, yeah, that was last week.
I've been naughty. I know.
And Brian Hoffman, we can find you on Facebook.
Yep. Under Red Skelton.
Under Red Skelton.
Yeah.
Old people.
Well, not really under him. You know.
Well, there are old people.
No, there are.
They like to play Farkle and stuff.
Yeah. And Farmville. Yeah.
Wrench me when I was a young kid. My aunt's on there a lot. She's like, I can't believe all I got was another tree today. Farmville.
Yeah. I refuse to play that game online because I lived the life for real.
I want to give a big shout out to everyone who came out to the Vegas Talent Pool Party over the weekend. It was a lot of fun. Roxy Gunn rocked that place, and so did the Third Degree, and we had a lot of fun. And they're going to be doing it again, so just visit them at VegasTalent.com for information and also our website as well. Rebecca and I are going to go see Weird Al this weekend.
She's
excited. She's got to be on good behavior there. Cool. She doesn't get to go backstage and meet him. So.
Oh, no. Come on.
Anyway, that's going to do it. And we'll catch you guys next week.
On the flip side, bitches.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a 15-round knockout, the winner and still champion of the world, Crazy Joe! This has been the Rockin' Comedy Show, brought to you this week by the number G and the letter 4. As you leave tonight, don't forget to buckle up and drive safe. Join Jay and Paul again next week when they'll welcome more special guests, more music, more comedy, and more I Can't Get Behind That. Thank you very much, and have a good night.